Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the Word of God that teaches us to observe all things that whatsoever He has commanded us. He has commanded us to keep the Word of God, which is the commandments of God. And we're thanking God. The teaching tells us not to observe Easter, Christmas, all the holidays, which are the commandments of men. And we're thanking God for one that's teaching us to observe all things that God has commanded, our great pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Yvette. Our Elder Batiste. Our elders, a missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. And I'm glad for our anointed that's going on, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the life they lived, the testimony they gave. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We want to talk about how God is, how the Lord is, and as He is, so are we in this present world. Before we get into that thought, the choir have a number. What is that called? If ye be risen.
As it is written, according to scripture,
they that believe, to them that receive, He gave them power,
commanded perfection, His resurrection, called us His Son, His fold is one, led by the Shepherd.
We seek those things which are above, have fruits of the Spirit, wisdom, peace, and joy, all in the Spirit. The sanctified are established in the Word, name changed to Israel, guided in the truth.
The law is the truth.
Blood of the Lamb,
believing the vision brought by the seer, we perish not, 'cause we are taught by the Shepherd.
And we seek those things which are above, have fruits of the Spirit, wisdom, peace, and joy, all in the Spirit. Sanctified are established in the Word, name changed to Israel, guided in the truth.
Maintain righteousness, Him who called you out of darkness.
How can you move looking back? How can you see if the Lord you lack?
If He came to set the captive free,
praises of Him who called you out of darkness.
Isn't that beautiful? Called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Thank God for the choir. That number, sanctified, striving to be as He is in this present world. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. So you'll understand what I am about to say to you. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? And as the scripture says, what nation is there so great? The scripture says, and the Lord quoted, they that do and teach shall be called great in the kingdom of God. Now, if you don't consider those that teach the commandments great, that's because you're not in the kingdom, and that means you're not in God. What nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments, so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? And that's what we ascribe to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, set before you the word. Because 4 and 2 says, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. It's not if you feel like it. It's a command. And the word was commanded, and that's why they're commandments, because they're 10 precepts, and it's law. And so many don't know that the word they say they're preaching is not God's commandments, because if it is, you would be preaching the commandments. Let's go to 1 John 4 and 7. I'm so grateful for leadership that's going on. They taught the word, and the word is God's commandments. And if you're not teaching the commandments in its entirety, you're not teaching the word, which means you're not teaching Christ. You're not teaching God. Now, the other point I want to make today is this. If you're not like him, you're not in him. I believe the scripture, and there is no gray area here in the scripture. And I don't want anyone to get on your cell phones and call your neighbor and say, this man is gone mad. Because I'm going to repeat things, because it's to he that hath an ear, let him hear. Sometimes you have to be a little absurd about things to wake ones up, because one's here and yet they don't have an ear to hear. 1 John 4 and 17 says what, Deacon Franny?
Beloved, let us love one another.
1 John 4 and 17 says what?
Herein is our love made perfect.
Now this is about love, because everyone says God is love. We should love one another. And herein is our love made perfect. What?
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
Because you have to judge everything to live for God. You must judge, should I do this or should I not? Should I be called this or should I not? If I'm called a thing, should I react or not? Yes. It's all about judgment.
Yes.
We're going to be judged on our judgment. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. What?
Because as he is.
Now listen to what the scripture is saying. As he is. It's talking about God. Mm-hmm. It's talking about the Lord. As he is. What?
So are we in this world.
Now, this is not Catholicism. I'm talking about canonization. Now, after you die naturally, so then you're going to be a saint. No, you're going to be a saint now when you live for God. And as he is, so are we right now. It didn't say in the world to come, the life to come. It's in this present world.
Yes.
And I believe if you are sinning, God is not a sinner. The Lord don't sin. As he is, so are we in this present world. Read it again.
Herein is our love made perfect.
This is how our love is made perfect. Now, you cannot strive to perfect love if you're not taught that you can live perfect. If you believe you can live perfect, you strive for perfection. As the Lord say, I come that you might have life and that more abundant. Herein is our love made perfect. What?
That we may have boldness.
So don't get upset with me because I'm talking about being perfect and being like God. That you may have boldness. What?
In the day of judgment.
That's how I judge the matter, that we might be as he is. And I'm bold enough to say he is not Baptist. The Lord is not Presbyterian. He's not that. He is not Catholic. He is not in Judaism. He's not Muslim. He's not African Episcopal. He's not Methodist. He's not Lutheran. He's not that. He's not a Latter-day Saint. And he's not Seventh-day Adventist. He's not of the Family Friends Church. He's not a family friend. As he is, what?
Because as he is, so are we in this world.
Now, whatever you are, you ask yourself, is the Lord like me? And more importantly, are you like the Lord? What does the 16th verse say?
And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us.
Now, we said, he said, now God is love. God just says, love one another. But have you known his love? We have known and believe the love that God hath to us. What?
God is love.
God is love. Now, wait a minute. I don't have a problem if you say, this is God's love, church. This is the church of God's love. That'll work, because that's how God is. God is love. It didn't say God is Baptist. It didn't say that. God is love. What?
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God.
So now if you say God is Baptist and God is Baptist, you dwell in God. But God is not Baptist. So if you're Baptist, you're not in God. He's not Baptist. There's not a scripture nowhere I tell you God is Baptist or Lutheran or any of these names that you call yourself of most of these churches. Now, and some of you say, well, we're holiness. Now, that might be a true thing if you are truly holy like he is. But if you don't keep God's commandments, you're not holy. Because we know that's who God is. God is the word. And if you're not keeping God's word, you're not in God. And you're not in the word. He that dwelleth in love, what?
Dwelleth in God. And God in him.
And God in him. Let's go to the fifth chapter. Yes, sir. Right below there. Mm-hmm. 5:3. What does it say?
For this is the love of God.
Now we're talking about the love of God. Mm-hmm. Right. So God is love.
Yes.
As it says, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. But you're talking about the love of God. The love God hath to us. For this is the love of God. What?
That we keep his commandments.
Now wait a minute. So if you're not keeping God's commandments, you're not in God's love. Because this is the one giving you definition as the Lord. Same definition. If you love me, keep my commandments. The Lord said, he that hath them now, you got to have them.
Yes.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that love me. That's the love God is defining.
Yes.
But listen to what the scripture said. Comparing to these preachers, this is the love of God. What?
That we keep his commandments.
What?
And his commandments are not grievous.
Most of these jackleg preachers, whether they are graham crackers or whatever they might be, God knew we couldn't keep these commandments. That's why he done away with them. You're a liar. And his commandments are not grievous.
Yes.
That's what it says.
Yes.
I believe the scripture. Because God's commandments is his word. Isn't that beautiful? What does 4:17 says? 4:17. Say it, read it again.
Herein is our love made perfect.
Now herein again is our love, because you can perfect keeping God's commandments. Herein is our love made perfect. What?
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
What?
Because as he is, so are we in the
as
world.
He is, so are we in this present world. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Second chapter, 2:20. Why not be bold in what God is saying? And shy not. Especially if you believe it. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
2:20, what does it say?
But ye have an unction from the Holy One.
Now it don't say anything about we have an unction from the Baptist one.
Right. Go ahead.
How is he? He's the Holy One. Mm-hmm. Which means whatever you say you believe about God, you should be holy. So I know one thing. I'm like the Lord, I'm holy. But you can't say that. You should be saying, in him is no darkness at all. I don't have darkness in me. I'm in God. Isn't that beautiful? But you can't say that if you don't know him. An unction means an anointing. We have an unction from the Holy One. What?
And ye know all things.
You know all things. He's talking about those that God sent, because God don't give them the spirit by measure. We know all things we need to know. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, sir.
21st verse, what does it say?
I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth.
Now, he's saying, I'm not writing unto you. These are the followers of the Lord, followers of Christ, that they were working with the church. And I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but what?
But because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth.
Now, no lie is of the truth. So if your church is called Baptist and that's your doctrine, that's a lie. He's holy. He's the Holy One of Israel. Now, I'll say it again. I'm not going to get sparse with what you call them. But now, wait a minute. Our church is called the Heavenly Way Baptist. If your doctrine is not holiness, you can be on your way to heaven another direction. It ain't going to where God is. Let's go to James. Ephesians 2 and 10. Let's go there. And I hope no one is getting upset out there about what I'm bringing. I'm enjoying what I'm bringing because what I'm bringing is of the truth. And no lie is of the truth. I know one thing is a lie. That Sunday keeping as the day of rest is a lie. Now, there's nothing wrong with you having services on Sunday. But if you say that's the day of rest, you're a liar. And the scripture call you a lie, not me. And no lie is of God. It's no lie is of the truth. 2 and 10, Ephesians, what does it say?
For we are his workmanship.
Now we're his workmanship, what?
Created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Now wait a minute, works can't get you in heaven, liar. You're created unto good works. We're his workmanship. Now, if you're his workmanship, how can the Holy One have workmanship that's Baptist or Lutheran or Presbyterian? He said, now, Pastor, why are you calling out these names? Because it's a lie. It's not of God. Because all of these names I'm naming, they have a doctrine. And the Lord said, if any man do his will, they'll know of the doctrine. Because the doctrine is holiness. Because holiness is of the Lord. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, as well as knowing you are Israel. If you say I'm a Christian but I'm not Israel, you don't know God, because God only got one son. It's Israel. And we are Jews in spirit. That's the Jew that God has. The Israel of God is an Israelite, Israel of the spirit. Read it again. For we
are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus.
So we're created in him. What?
Unto good works.
Unto good works. What?
Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Now he ordained us to walk in good works. James, let's go there. Every road that you speak about walking down is going to lead you right back to the commandments. It's going to lead you right back to God. It's going to lead you right back to the commandments. It's going to lead you back to the word. It's the same thing. James 1:25, what does it say?
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
There's that word again, perfect. We perfect the love of God. And how do you do it? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. That means it takes you from one state to the next state. In love, in perfection.
Yes.
And whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, what?
And continueth therein.
Now you got to continue. And you say, if any man continue in my word, then are ye my disciples. You got to continue in the work that God gave us. This is a work.
Yes,
what?
He being not a forgetful hearer.
What?
But a doer of the work.
Wait a minute. There's a work here. There's a work not to have any gods before God and not to take his name in vain, not to make any graven image. It's a work we have to do, because we have to clean out that old man, that old way we thought. We have to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You can't keep it holy if you don't live holy. So I can't keep that day. I'm a Baptist. Baptists don't have to live holy. Baptists can take up collection with pale mail. Well, some say Paul Mall, but whatever. Cools in the shirt pocket. And when you try to get him, say, what you talking about? We ain't holy, we Baptists. And then some say, yeah, we smoke, but we don't drink coffee. So we don't smoke, we don't drink. And we don't do it. But you know what? We wear makeup. And we observe all of these holidays, just full of gods. It's all sin. God didn't call for it. More importantly, you're not following the Spirit of God. You're not following the Word. You cannot deny yourself of the things that we've been brought up in. That's not like God. That's a lie and not of God. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, what?
He being not a forgetful hearer.
Not a forgetful hearer. Mm-hmm.
What? But a doer of the work.
Doer of the work. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Doer of the work, because that's the work we have to do. What?
This man shall be blessed in his
doing. They love the, they say the Beatitudes. Attitude ain't going to get you nowhere unless you have the work to go behind it. You can have an attitude, but you don't have the work. You got nothing. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Psalms 145 and 17. As he is, so are we in this present world. Say, well, Pastor, can't nobody help but sin. Well, that ain't how he is. I believe he instructed us to go and sin no more. That was the instruction. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So, but can't nobody live perfect? Well, I guess, is the Lord perfect?
Yes, he is.
I thought as he is, so are we in this present world right now.
Right.
And no lie is of the truth, so you must be a lie. Because that ain't the way it work. It says in him is no darkness at all. And that's what sin is. Psalms 145 and 17, what does it say?
The Lord is righteous.
Lord is righteous. Did it say he was Baptist?
No, righteous.
Said, so we're the church of the righteous. I can live with that. And I believe one scripture says, let no man deceive you. There's many talk about these preachers. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. Is that as he is?
Yes, he is.
The same thing?
Yes, as he is. Yes, beautiful.
But that's a big step for those that take that they're yet in sin. They can't say that. And been told, ain't nobody help but say, ain't nobody perfect. Well, I guess you'll never be as he is in this present world. That means you're not in him. The Lord is righteous in all his ways. What?
And holy in all his works.
Now, wait a minute. If we're his workmanship, what does that make us? Holy. It's what it says. He holy in all his works. How are you going to be his work and be Baptist? Supposed to be holy. In all his works. That means from Genesis to Revelation, whatever God's church have been, it's always been holy. Because that's what we're made holy. Isn't that beautiful? Read it again.
The Lord is righteous.
Lord is righteous.
In all his ways.
In all his ways. So he don't have ways. So now over here, we are Israel. And so when Christ came along, we got a brother. They call them Christians. Now we are all brothers. It's not like that. There's no cousins in this, not in the spirit. We're all one.
Beautiful, beautiful.
He said, I have other sheep that are not of this fold, natural, that natural fold. Them I must bring, and there shall be one shepherd, one fold.
Yes.
We're Israel. We're Jews. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That beautiful? Ain't but one shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. Isn't that beautiful? We need to read that again. The Lord
is righteous in all his ways.
Lord is righteous in all his ways.
And
so don't let these preachers say, well, all of our righteousness was as filthy rags. It was. Said, we know we just sinners saved by. No, we were sinners saved. That's the way it's supposed to be said. Because what you're saying, sinners saved by grace. We are just sinners saved by grace is a lie. That's not of God. We were sinners saved. Because I believe he said, now are ye the sons of God. Don't appear what you're going to be. But we know when he shall appear, you're going to be like him, right? And if you got that hope of being like him, as he is, what did he say? Purify yourself. As he is pure. So don't say, if you want to say, now we're the church of the pure, I can work with that. Don't say you're the church of the Lutheran, because Lutheran ain't pure. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Lord is righteous in all his ways. What?
And holy in all his works.
All of his works are holy. How beautiful is that?
Beautiful.
Romans 11 and 16. If I don't make one other point, this is it right here I'm going to make. And I believe all that hear my voice is going to get the point right here. All you have to do is do the math. Do the math when you read this. Romans 11 and 16, what does it say?
For if the first fruit be holy.
Now we know that God is holy. If the first fruit be holy, what?
the lump is also holy.
So wait a minute, the Lord is holy, you come out Baptist.
No, you can't.
Say, we're Baptists. I thought the Holy One is holy. How do you get the Holy Ghost and you Baptist? How come they call the Baptist ghost? So now over here we got the Lutheran ghost. Yeah, but not the Holy Ghost, because the Holy One, you got to be holy to get the Holy Ghost. Now look, Pastor, we got the Judah ghost. The Judah host, the Judah ghost. We got the African ghost, African Episcopal ghost. So now our ghost is Latter Day. No, it's not. If the first fruit be holy, what?
The lump is also holy.
What?
And if the root be holy.
If the root, now that's God, he's the root of all things. Mm-hmm. If the root be holy, what?
So are the branches.
We are a branch of God. Then how come your branch, your root is holy and your branch is oranges? How does that work like that? How your branches come out Methodist? What kind of method is that? Branch is supposed to be holy too. Is that right?
Yes, that's right,
Pastor.
Yes. If we don't get no more, I want y'all to meditate on that, people listening.
That's right.
We need to keep that in mind too. Isaiah 30 and 1. Let's go there. How plain is that? There's no gray area there. So well, they, you know, but they've been good all their life. It's not about being good. There's none good but one. If you're not one with the Father, you're not a branch.
That's right.
How are you going to be connected to the branch and your branch is green and the trunk is blue?
No.
Or brown, okay. I'll go with the brown then. Trunk is green. The branch is dry. How are you going to be connected? That ain't working like that, because you get your food from the root.
Yes.
30, Isaiah. Mm-hmm. 30 and 1.
Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord.
What?
That take counsel, but not of me.
What?
And that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit.
What?
That they may add sin to sin.
All this counsel, but not from God's word. Mm-hmm. What does the second verse say? That walk what?
That walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth.
What?
To strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh.
What?
And to trust in the shadow of Egypt.
What does the eighth verse say? What?
Yes, Pastor.
Now.
Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book.
What?
That it may be for the time to come forever and ever.
What?
That this is a rebellious people.
What?
Lying children.
Lying children. What?
Children that will not hear the law of the Lord.
Don't want to hear God's law. Mm-hmm. Lying children. These preachers and all of those that follow them, like the priests, like the people, what?
Mm-hmm. Which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things.
Don't prophesy not unto us mm-hmm. right things,
right
but what?
Things. Speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit.
Speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit. Mm-hmm. Give the people what they want, because if you tell them what the truth is, they're not coming back to the assembly. You may not turn back to me. 1 John 4:17.